During his State of the Union address, President Trump announced a new initiative to reduce the spread of HIV in the United States, and four metro Atlanta counties are on the list of the administration's HIV hotspots. That's what we'll be discussing this week on the Georgia Health Report. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, a health writer with the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. So Andy, these counties, Fulton, DeKalb, Gwinnett, and Cobb, have been identified as hotspots. So what does that mean?
Well, that means that the federal initiative to end new HIV infections is going to center on those four counties, as well as more than 40 others across the country. The HIV problem is not just in urban Georgia, but it's in rural areas as well. And in fact, there are states in the South that are being targeted for their high rates in rural areas. Places like Mississippi and Alabama are also going to get attention in this initiative. The South is really hard hit in terms of new infections. And so many of the areas that the administration is targeting and states that it's targeting are in the South.
Do we know why there are so many new infection rates in not only the South, but in Georgia?
There are many factors that go into these high rates in the Southeast. One is a lack of access to care. We have a very high uninsured rate, not only in Georgia, but across the Southeast. Another reason is the stigma associated with the disease is very prevalent in our region. We also have other issues going on, like poverty and lack of education about what's available to prevent HIV. And many new infections are occurring in the African American population. And we're told in the South that one in five new infections are among women. And so these are target areas for the federal health officials to train these funds and these education and prevention efforts. And there are other factors, too, that all combine really make us really the center of the epidemic.
So what is the administration's new plan? What all does it entail?
Well, they want to send health teams out to these various areas. And basically what they want to do is spend more money on education and prevention. Prevention, by and large, comes down to the use of PrEP. PrEP is a drug that a person who is at high risk of HIV can take on a daily basis and really prevent infection for that person. And so the take-up rate it has grown, but it's still not enough, public health officials say.
And how are these counties preparing? And are they relieved? Do they have concerns about being part of this new initiative?
I think there's real excitement among public health officials that more attention and more funding is going to be focused on this disease. Again, Georgia is the number one state for new HIV infections, and Metro Atlanta is the number three metro area for new infections. And so providers such as, you know, clinics and physicians who specialize in this are hopeful that we can produce a downturn in the number of new infections.
Well, Andy Miller with Georgia Health News. As always, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at wuga.org or gppnews.org.